Okay, Parshas Chayei Sarah, the learning tonight is Ilui Nishma Shmuel David Ben Yosef, that is Dr. Moshe Kaplan's father. So this should be a skus and an aliyah for his neshama. We have a fairly controversial topic today, as I put in the email, a very hairy topic, and as we'll see, that is a very applicable designation to this topic. So it starts Resh Tesvav Hagineh Parsha Krach Bereshis. The pasuk says that as Eliezer was bringing Rivka back to meet her nuchas and to meet Yitzchak Avinu, it says Vatomar Alaevid. They're coming closer and they're in a field. Vatomar Alaevid Mi Aish Alazel Olech Basada. Who's that man over there that's walking in the field? Likrasenu, coming to greet us. Vayomar Haevid, and Eliezer responds to Rivka, Hu Adoni. That is my master. That's Yitzchak. That's your chasen. And she took the veil and she covered herself. The Targum Yonasan says, what did she cover? Well, what's going on here? It says, rosha. She took a shawl and she put it onto her head. So that is a good Pesach for us to talk about women covering their heads. We're going to talk a little bit about the introduction of covering the heads initially, but then we're going to talk about Shaitas. We are going to go into the... Typically, we'd have a shiur on the base issues of covering and where to cover and where not to cover and how much to cover. We're just going to spend a few minutes on the chiyuv to cover here, and then we're going to go right into the hairy topic of sheitels. Is there a basis in halacha to have a sheitel, or does it have to be something that's made of material tichel? We'll touch on that in the beginning, but that's not going to be our bread and butter for this topic. We're going to go to the more... controversial. It's all controversial here, but
my story in India with Shimonai.
Okay, so we'll hear that afterwards. Okay, so Resh Tetzayin. So it says here, top right, Mekor Ha'Isser Shogiloi Sa'ar Rosh Isha Ubegumar. So the source for a woman covering her hair is Gemara Ksuvas Ayin Beis Amar Aleph. Ala Mishnah. So the Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah divides up between what's classified as a Das Moshe and Das Yehudis. Das Moshe, if she doesn't keep the halachas of nidus, doesn't ma'afrish truma, whatever it may be. So there's certain things that she does that impacts the husband, that the husband can divorce her because she violates the Das Moshe, the Deoraisas. And then it says what's Das Yehudis, that these are the norms, even though it's not Deoraisa, these are the norms of tsnius of the women. So it goes as follows. Says the Mishnah of Ezui Das Yehudis Haoveres Al Min Hage At Tsnius Shel Benos Yisrael. Das Yehudis means anyone who violates the norms of tsnius of Klal Yisrael for women. Yotza Verosha Paru, and it says any woman who goes out in public and her house head is uncovered. Jump down Maksha Gemara. So that says that covering of hair for a woman is not a derais, it's not Dos Moshe, it's Das Yehudis. So why? The Gemara says what covering a hair is a chiyuv deraisa for a woman. It's not Das Yehudis, that it's on a lower level. So Maksha Gemara, Rosha Parua deraisa hi. It's an obligation. How do we know it's an obligation? A chiyuv deraisa. Dichsi, we learn from the halachas of Sota. When a Sota is, we're suspicious, the husband is suspicious that she violated his hatra when he was mekana her, he warned her, and still she went and she was in seclusion with that man. It says that part of the process of testing whether she was a real sota, if she was a guilty sota, or not, ufaras rosha isha, that uncovering of the hair. So the implication is if we are uncovering her hair, it was covered. Married women covered their hair, and we're trying to be menaval her. It's a disgrace for her, so we're covering. So it's a disgrace. It's a chiyuv to have it covered. You need to, a married woman to have it covered. The implication is if we're uncovering it must have been covered.
Mikdash was covered. They had to cover themselves.
And there we uncover it.
And then we uncover it.
In order to disgrace her. So the Gemara says, "V'tana devei Rebbe Yishmael that ufaras rosh isha." What does Tana devei Yishmael learn from that? Azhara lebenos Yisrael shelo yetsu b'fruah rosh. That's an azhara. It's a chia. It's a deraisa that a Jewish. And what's interesting, we'll get back to this lashon benos Yisrael. It doesn't say nashe Yisrael. That's the implication. Benos Yisrael seems to imply single women. But we'll get there in a little bit. Benos Yisrael, they shouldn't go out with their head uncovered. So we see it's based on a pasuk in the Torah, it's a deraisa. So the Gemara says as follows: Vishva the Gemara, it reconciles this. It's a deraisa. It's a Das Yehudis deraisa kalata shabir dami. On a biblical level, on a deraisa level, a head basket is acceptable. A head basket, for example, if it's something that's made up of wicker, it's made up of of something that's woven together, so there are holes in it. So it's not a total covering. It's a mostly tovah coloring, but it's a little bit partial. It's not covering every strand of hair. It's somewhat partial on a deraisa level. That is sufficient. That basket on the cover. So in Zanzibar, that's right. So that's a kalata. But das Yehudis, there's an higher obligation, and not a deraisa level, but a das Yehudis level, that everything has to be covered. So we learn from this Gemara that, and many poskim are of this view, that a covering for a woman is a din deraisa, a chiyuv deraisa, and that's at least partial. How much we're not going to get into, that's a whole machlok, it's another hairy sugya that we're not going to get into right now, but that's an important sugya. So, but at least partial deraisa, you're okay, but on a das yudis level, the whole thing has to be covered. Okay, so how do we pass on the Shulchan Aruch when it comes to covering of hair? So this is brought in a couple places. This is brought in Evan Ezer talking about the chiyuv of covering of hair. So the Shulchan Aruch says, bottom right, resh tet zayin, bottom right, but Shulchan Aruch pasach, Lo teilachna benos Yisrael pruras ruas. The benos Yisrael, that's the same language that we saw in the Gemara. Ladies of Klal Yisrael should not go with their heads uncovered, but shuk out in public. Echad penuya ve'echad eishes is a penuya. What's a penuya? Somebody's a single woman, not married. Now it doesn't say besula. It says a penuya. But we'll get into that. So that's Shulchan Aruch is based on the Rambam. So a number of the Mefarshim of the Shulchan Aruch, this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezer, say, what do you mean? A penuya has to cover the hair? The Rambam paskins that way. So they said, you know what? There's a source for it. Look what the Gemara says. It's Tanit Vei Yishmael. It says, Benos Yisrael. We have an Azara, an obligation of Benos Yisrael. It doesn't say Nashe Yisrael, the married women. It says that the Benos Yisrael, even not married. So the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, the Chalkas Mechokin, the Beis Shmuel, they say, but this conflicts with another Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim, Siman Ayin Hei, talking about the halachas of Kriya Shema, there he says that a Basula doesn't have to cover her hair. Here in Evan Ezer, with the obligation to cover hair, he says that a Pnuya has to cover the hair. And then when a Kriya Shema, talking about, can you say Kriya Shema in front of a woman whose hair is uncovered, he says a Pnuya doesn't have to. So they reconcile it like this, as the Chalkas Mechokik and the Beis Shmuel, that who is obligated? A Pnuya, meaning an unmarried woman who's a Gerusha or an Almana. She is a widow or divorcee. They are obligated, they were married, they have to continue covering their hair. But a Besula who is never married, she is not obligated to cover their hair. That's how the Miyash of the
what
two places
is,
in the
what
Shulchan
age is Pnuya?
Pnuya, if she was married, if she was an Almana or a Grusha, she has to cover.
But
if she was a Besula, not related to the age. Besula, never married, doesn't have to cover. That's what it says in Rav Moshe. Remember, it's not our sugya has questions about a woman who was a Grusha or an Almana that was having a tough time getting the job because her hair was being covered. Did she have a permit? Is it the Rabbanan? Can she uncover her hair because she was having a tough time getting a job? So the Magen Avraham has a different reconciliation. He says a Besula, Midas Chasidu, should cover her hair. Midas Chasidu, meaning it's not obligation, meaning it's the right thing to do. There are indeed, especially some not a lot, but there are some from Sfaradim who are Machmir, Temanim who are Machmir, that even the girls cover their, in particular when learning. So I remember when I was living in Los Angeles, Rabbi Burstein, who heads the Beis Yaakov there, told me that he had two girls. I was giving a shiur on this topic or a similar topic, and he came in and he says, in the Beis Yaakov there were two girls, Faradi girls, who were makbid for Limude Kodesh. They would put shawls on their heads. They were makbid about it. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
I think
okay,
you
so
see pictures in Yemen, I think women generally, they walk around.
Even the girls were makbid.
Not just Jewish.
Ah. Interesting. Okay.
The problem with Rav Moshe's tshuva is since we did that had to one woman under certain circumstances, and all women now. Sorry.
Not our topic. Okay. So Viter. So we've talked about covering of hair bichlal. There's a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv. Some poskim say it's deraisa. Some say it's a derabanan. Doesn't matter. Nishta hair. We're going to talk about shaitels now. How do you cover the hair? Meaning, we would think it has to be something recognizable. Cover the whole hair. We said, Dasi, you just cover everything. It's a question of the poskim, if their hair is sticking out underneath. How about a little bit in front? That's a whole other sugya. With this concept of a shetel, a wig. Shetel sounds nicer, but it is a wig in English. Where is it based in the Gemara? So we're going to go through two very important Gemaras that talk about wigs. We are on Reish Yud Zayin. Top right... Second paragraph from the top, where it says Makor Rishon, Reshit Zayin, right side, top right, second paragraph down, Makor Rishon Le'inyon Hatzah B'Shabbos. The first Gemara that talks about wearing a sheitel is talking about Hatzah. Talking about what can you take out, what can be worn out by a woman on Shabbos. So there it says as follows, the Gemara B'Shabbos Kusamach Tal Ramallah B'Mishnah. The Mitzvah says as follows, Yosa Aisha B'Chutei Sa'ar. A woman can go out, we would call this nowadays hair extensions. She has hair that she braids into her natural hair. And the Mishnah says, Bein Mishala, either she cut off her hair and she reattaches it. Bein Mishal Chaberta, her friend, she likes her friend's hair, so she says, can I have some of your cut off hair from your haircut? And she attaches it, braids it into her hair. Bein Mishal Behemor, from an animal, horse hair, whatever it may be. So she can go out with those, Yotza Yisha, with those hair extensions braided into her hair on Shabbos. Bikavul, which is a woolen cap also. Ubepeya nochris the chatzer, and the kavul, the woolen hat, and the peya nochris is a sheitel, is a wig. Peya nochris, you could go out only into the chatzer. So the Gemara comes and explains that Rav says that typically Chazal had certain concerns if you're going to be carrying in a rishus harabim, you can't even wear those items into a chatzer, into a courtyard outside, because it's very easy to slip, not literally slip, but to make a mistake and go from the chatzer to the rishus harabim. There were two exceptions. The two exceptions are wearing that woolen hat, that woman will wear, and the wig, that it's permitted to wear, the peyanochlis, into the chatzar, not into the Rosh Hashanah. We're concerned maybe she's going to carry it, but into the chatzar will be okay. That's the exception. Well, we're afraid, but we have something that's going to override it. And Amar Ula Kadesh Lotis Gane Abala. It's important that she doesn't become, she should be attractive to her husband. And these were two vehicles of becoming attractive, wearing a nice hat, a woolen hat, cap on her head, or wearing the peyanochlis to make her more attractive to the husband. So we will dispense with that. And in a chatzar, a woman is permitted, even on Shabbos, to wear a peyanochlis. That's source number one. Jump down two paragraphs. That's where it says, Mekor Sheni, Mivor B'Mishna B'Nazir, Koach Amarala B'Inyan Isha Nisua Shekibla Aleha Nizirus. This is talking about if a woman was married and she accepted upon herself Nizirus, up until what stage in the Nizirus? For example, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days, Tam Nizirus, 30 Shloshim Yom. And the husband isn't made for the netter immediately. How long does he have that he can annul the vow? So that's a machlokas. The first sheet of the sheet of the Tana Kama says that once she finishes the term of her nazirus, 30 days he can no longer. During the term, 30 days. Even though she hasn't, at the end, what does she do? What does she do? She shaves the hair off. And she has to shave her hair.
It has to be the same day to be made for.
If it finished it, no. This is different. This is different.
Is different.
She has the whole tkufa. He has the whole tkufa to do it. I don't know when he found out about it. I don't know. But I think it's different in his zeros, because I think ein abal yachol afan yidrael achashli shlim in his zeros. He can't do it once she fulfills it. Once she did the whole nazirus, he can no longer annul the vow. He can no longer annul the vow, even though she hasn't shaved the head. Yet, and Rebbe says, no, as long as she hasn't shaved the head yet, he can still shave, he can still be annulled the vow. So Rebbe explains as follows. The man could say, I'm going to annul at any time. Why? E'ef she be'isha b'ulachas. I cannot deal with a woman who has her head shaven. Not attractive to me. I'm not in on this. And he has the right to say no at any time. So how about the Tana Kama? Why isn't the Tana Kama so concerned about it? The Kama Sama says, I have a solution for you. What's my solution? Put on a wig. What's the big deal? Put on a wig.
By the way, you know who the biggest users of wigs are in the United States? Cancer patients.
Cancer, okay. Yeah. And then Orthodox women.
Right.
And then Orthodox. Okay, so he can say, so Rebbe says, the Tana Kama says, okay, so you just wear a wig. Rebbe says, no. That's not going to work for him. Why? Because the husband can say, the Gemara's lesson is, "Aidi de zuhama lo nichali." It is repulsive. I'm not in on this. Meaning, he can say, you know what? That's repulsive to me that she's going to wear somebody else's hair on her head. I'm not in on this. So we're more makel on it. So according to Rebbe, you can all the way up till the actual shaving. He can annul the vow. Okay. So we have two Gemaras to talk about. Wearing a wig, a peah nochris, to wear a sheitel. And on those two Gemaras, we have comments by the Shilti HaGiborim. Shilti HaGiborim lived in the 1500s. He lived in Italy. We're on Reish Yud Zayin, bottom left. And we need to go through the Shilti HaGiborim. If the Shilti HaGiborim is the, T-H-E, capital T, the proponent, the supporter, the affirmer that it is okay to cover hair with a sheitel, writing in the 1500s. This is where the controversy begins.
Well, why is it called nachris?
We'll get to it. Good question. Okay, Harishon. Rachid Zayin, bottom left. Harishon, Begamora, Beshabbos, Samach Dalet, Amad Beis, Kasav, Beshilte, and Giborim. Now, the Shita of Giborim was a great halachist who wrote comments on the Rif. Wrote comments on the Rif, very respected. So he comments as follows on the first Gemara that we saw that a woman yotza isha bekvola pei nochris bechatzer, that a woman can wear a pei nochris, a sheitel out into the chatzer, v'zeleshono nire la niustati. It's my humble opinion, says the Shilte Agiborim, la haviraya, to bring a proof usmach and support lenashim hayotzas bekisiv sarosheleh, for women who go out and they have a wig on. Kishen Nesuot, even though they're married. Aval b'makom b'yatzar, sorry, I jumped ahead saying a wig. In place of having their own hair, noso sararas chevrosein, and they're wearing the hair of their friend Shekorin Krinolov. Belaz, that's what they call the sheitel, and jump down two lines. Upir shuam meforshim, and he brings a proof from it from the Gemara, that first Gemara that we had, that a woman can wear a sheitel outside. Upir shuam meforshim ki peya ki, what's this peya nochris? What does that mean, the sheitel? Migbat, what's a migbat? It's a hat. It's like a structure. For us, it's a structure. Nowadays, they use a netting. Migbat, yidbeku bo sa'ar na'e harbe, and they attach onto it, they glue onto it a lot of hair, third-party hair. Vitasimo so aisha al roshan, she puts on her hair, kidei shetikashe bisar, so she is adorned with hair. Looks healthier, looks more attractive to the husband. Turn the page, reishyut ches. Reishit Ches, we're on the top right, 5 lines down. Reishit Ches, top right, 5 lines down. Disar b'se'erva. This we say, sorry, Isha, the hair of a woman is an erva. Can't be seen, can't say kriyat shema, it has to be covered. It's an erva. Tik'amar lohevi ela b'sa'ar ha'davuk l'b'sar ha'mamish. This only applies if it is naturally still connected to the woman. V'nire gam basar im haser. And he goes the next step and says, and also only if the scalp is seen with the hair. In other words, hair independent of the scalp, for example, that comes underneath. Based on that,
ponytail.
A ponytail would be, based on the shield, it would be okay. Aval se'ar ha'machse et se'ara, but hair on top of it, it's been third party here. Somebody else's, it's not attached. Ein kan mishum se'ar b'yishar, no problem. Okay, that now that's on the first Gemara talking about what women can wear as a pe'anochris out of the chaser. There's the second Gemara, the Gemara Nazir, We're right under the next paragraph, Hasheni, the second source. Now, this isn't written by the Shilti HaGiborim himself. Hasheni b'Gemara b'Nazir, Koach HaMabez, Hevi, b'Gilyan HaShasta. On the side of the Gemara, in the Gilyan HaShasta of the Gemara, he makes a statement, 4 lines down in this paragraph, Nira, in the middle. Nira Lomar, Heter Mikan, from here, in the Gemara Nazir, talking about wearing a Shepeya Nochris. Rebbe says she can wear Peya Nochris. The husband doesn't want it because it's repulsive. Based on either way, Nira Lomar, the Gilyan HaShaster says it seems to be Heter Mikan. We have a Heter. It's permitted. L'sa'aros shenasim nesuos, not nubarashen. It would be permitted based on that to wear a sheitel. In parentheses, he says in whose name Yeshua Boaz. Yeshua Boaz is the Shilte Hagiborim. Shilte Hagiborim. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shafon Yehagiborim.
The concept of Sabi Ishi Erva, but if she's a 25-year-old Basil and saying Kriya Shema, the hair is just as prominent as if she's married, and yet we don't say Sar Ishi Erva. So what?
Not our Sugya, but Mir Tashem. Mir Tashem, we will get to it.
Okay.
It's another. There's another sugya here. So.
But
what's that?
She's not married. It's the same. The hair
could
even be nicer than the one of the married woman.
Yeah. We'll say the same thing about a sheitel.
Then you could say, we'll get the sheitel. But who says sheitel has to do with nice or not nice?
Okay.
I mean,
okay. So the mice. What I want to do. We've seen the opinion of the Shilti HaGiborim. Shilti HaGiborim writing in the 1500s saying a Peya Nochris, a sheitel, is acceptable. We will also have to discuss that obviously the quality nowadays is much better than the quality back then, but we're going to leave that aside for now. The Poskim, what I liked about it, we see the Shilti HaGiborim is a proponent of sheitels. Proponent, he doesn't say better or worse, but he says it's mutter. It's mutter, not a problem at all to wear a sheitel, as opposed to a tichel, a covering.
Snood
or hats with other coverings, with a shawl, whatever full kerchiefs, whatever full coverings it is. Okay, so in Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim, the Ramah there, now that's in Or HaChaim talking about halachas of Kriya Shema, says that if a woman is wearing a sheitel, shechein sa'ar nochris, it is permitted to say Kriyat Shema in front of her. Okay, so he's backhandedly endorsing a sheitel. He's not here talking about in the halachas of covering hair in Eben Ezer that is permitted to cover with a peah nochris, the sheitel. And interestingly, he doesn't mention it in Eben Ezer. But in the halachas of Kriyat Shema, and also in the halachas of Hotzah and Shabbos, the Darkei Moshe, has been written by the Ramah. It's his commentary on the Torah. And there also he brings the entire Shita of the Shiotei HaGiborim endorsing the wearing of a sheitel. That's the Ramah. Also the Magen Avraham in the halachas of Kriyat Shema endorses the Shita of the Shiotei HaGiborim. A sheitel can be worn, not a problem. The Mishnah Brura, Reish Yud Tes. Reish Yud Tes, top right. Third line down, this is going to answer Jonathan's question. Kare Nochris. Why is this called Nochris? Peya Nochris. Nochris, why? Nochris little means foreign. Peya Nochris, the Hasa'ar Shenechtach, hair that was cut off, the Eno Davuk Libisara. And it is not attached. So that's a foreign substance, a foreign hair. It's not natural. That's why it's called Nochris. And this is quoting the Ramah that we saw in the Lalachas of Kriyat Shema, that you can say Kriyat Shema in front of a woman who's wearing a sheitel, not a problem. Sar bishair, the gamuta liklos, that's permitted, not a problem, to walk without the sheitel uncovered. As long as the sheitel is on, you don't need another covering on top of the sheitel. But then he adds on, v'yesh chokim v'omrim, there are those that disagree and say no, a sheitel doesn't do it. Okay, so what we're going to go into now, what we've seen so far, to recap real quickly, our topic is the sheitel. Is it permitted, not permitted? We see the Shiltei HaGiborim based on two Gemaras in the 1500 rites endorsing the sheitel. We see that it's brought down by the Ramah, at least in Orach Chaim, not in Eben Ezer. It's brought down by the Magen Avraham and the Halachas of Kriyat Shema, and also based on the Mishnah and Shabbos. Comes along the Be'er Sheva. Shuvas Be'er Sheva, living 1500s into the 1600s in Poland. And he attacks vehemently the Shiltei HaGiborim. No holds barred. So he says as follows. We're on Reish Yud Tes, bottom right, where it says Beshut Be'er Sheva. Jump down to the fifth line down. So he says that he found an Aksav Yad of Rabbi Yehuda Katzin Ellen Bogen. Everyone have Rabbi Yehuda Katzin Ellen Bogen?
He's the Rebbe of the Gaon.
So that's interesting, because we'll see the opinion of the Gaon.
That's
when
he gets the Rebbe off for Katzin Ellen Bogen. Okay, so he's the Rebbe of the Gaon.
Good, good. So Rabbi Yehuda Katzin Ellen Bogen, Shekasav al Shitei HaGiborim. He writes on the Shitei HaGiborim, who said it's permitted to have a sheitel. Listen to this language. Lo zeh haderech. This is not the way. Velo zeh ha'ir. And this is not the city. Shein chilu lanu avaseinu chachmei ha-mishnah. This is not the way to go. This is absolutely not based on the Chachamim of the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Meforshim, the Poskim. He's in the wrong direction, the Shiltei HaGiborim. Zal. Mibnei Shadavar Poshut Arve Yosem Ebeata Bekutcha. It is such a Poshut thing that you cannot wear a Sheitel. Demash Shanu Heter Liskashet. So this, the Gemara and Shabbos that we saw, and the Gemara and the Nazir that we saw, that they said you can go out with a Nochri, so let's say Pepe and Nochri's. Bekulei Gemara, any place in Joseph Gemara, Mayri Davka Bepeya Nochris. It's talking about when there's a sheitel mechuse tachat asvacha v'al Rosh Haridid. It is covered, just like a normal woman going out with her hair. It has to be covered. So too the Peya Nochris, the sheitel has to be covered the same exact way. And the Gemara, whenever it talks about a Peya Nochris, it was covered. And he goes on to say, you know, why would women wear it? And this will be important in a little bit. Women will wear it, that they have hair that is thinned out. It's a busha. They feel embarrassed, especially in front of their husband. So they want to appear as having more hair. So they wear a peah nochris. It was like extensions of the hair. So they would look healthy and more fitting for their husbands.
That's another thing that people don't realize, how many women actually have balding problems.
So we will, Amir Tzashem, we have a mumcha here in that area. So Amir Tzashem, we will be getting back to this point. It's a very important point that we'll get back to. That's for other reasons.
Also,
yes, so that's a relevant point. So here, The Shilta El Giborim, the Be'er Sheva brings a number of very good questions on the Shilta El Giborim, and I'm going to go through them mostly outside. Number one, how is it possible that you can say that a lady with a shetel can go out? There's a major problem of marasayin. People are going to think she's not covering her hair at all. That's a real problem of marasayin. That's number one. Number two, the Be'er Sheva brings the opinion of the Rambam, who says that not only, Kapshuto, this is what he says, that not only do you need to have your hair, under normal circumstances, one covering, but you need a double covering. Double covering. Not only do you have to have a kerchief covering, the hair fully, but you need a shawl also covering the hair and part of the body. So that's the sheet of the Rambam. How can you possibly say that she can go with just a shetel where the Rambam requires a double covering? That's question number two. Question number three, he says, is if this whole concept then is that a woman wants to wear a shetel because she doesn't want to be embarrassed in front of her husband because she has thinning hair, how can it possibly be that she's going to wear a wig and go out without a covering? The husband's going to see immediately, oh, she's wearing a wig. It must be that her hair is thinning. She's not going to wear, that's maguna for her also. It can't possibly be that she's trying to make herself more attractive to her husband, and she's just wearing a shetel. He's going to discern immediately if she doesn't have a shawl on that she has that she's wearing a shetel.
But that logic would say, my wife goes out wearing makeup, her eyes must really not be that big, and her lips might not be.
Chops,
must not
he
be
knows that. The hair is thinning. You know, but she adjusted it to enhance her beauty. So he knows the hair is thinning. She's not fooling
this
us.
This is the Shaila. This is the Shaila. What, he never
but
sees her then inside?
Sure,
without.
He
I hear the horror.
Where did she live? Hear, in another house that she put on the shetel?
I hear all the horrors are excellent. In any case, says the Be'er Sheva, that can't possibly be. And number four, he says as follows, there's no basis. Even the Gemara, when we talked about on Shabbos that she can go out, we didn't say she go out in Rosh Hashanah, we said she can go out into Achatzer. And he says when it comes to Achatzer, going out into Achatzer, if there aren't people around, and this is not our sugya, it's a very complex sugya, going out into a chatzar, he says, is not even you don't even have to have your covered hair covered at all if people aren't around. So there's no chiddush to talk about the shetel at all. It's not in a chatzar, there's no problem at all. So we have no basis to be matir. So he says he attacks the Shilta El Giborim. Four questions, he brings five, we did four of them, and he says, Shilta El Giborim, TKO, there's no basis for it. Now, it happens to be, we're on Reish Chaf. We're on the bottom left, where it says, the middle of the left, where it says, Peshut Lach Meitod, that there are a number of poskim that agree that there is no basis to wear a shetel. Against the Shilta El Giborim. Shilta El Giborim was the basis for wearing it in the 1500s. They say, Peshut Lach Meitod, Kasa, Ro'oi Lehodia Godol HaMachshela Shalamina. We have to let people know the great Machshela, not obstacle, give me the word for the Machshela,
the trap.
The sin, the avera, the trip, whatever. Good. Shall a minag hara? This bad minag shenishtarbev zeh kama shanim latzeis bepeyanochris. People going out with the peyanochris. Vezeh mikfar yatzab al hafla. The hafla in the 1700s in Poland. Bitziruv chavrei beistidol. He had his beistin came out becherim. Excommunicating al anashim shalovshas peyanochris. Anyone wears a peyanochris 700? Bala Flor, one of the Gedolei Yisrael, and certainly if her hair is not covered, they put out a cherim. Next paragraph down, Vayim B'Sefer Atzei Al Razim, Shekasa B'Pshitu Sha'asu Li'isha Nesua Li'itkashe V'Latzei B'Pe'anoch. It's absolutely prohibited to go out with a shetel. V'Hamorim Heter, anyone who is Mora Heter says it's Mutter, any Gedolim, any Posek says it's Mutter, Chadashi Mikarov Atidim Li'ten Esadim, they will pay for it. V'Kasav, next paragraph down, V'Kasav B'Shut Chesed Avram. Shalom Hekel or Ramah. When you saw we brought the Ramah that was Mekel, he was only Mekel in Orachaim. He was not Mekel in Evan Ezra. So for a Kriyat Shema, okay, a Peyanochris is sufficient. Doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that a woman can go out with a Sheitel in public. And he says, Beshut Sheilas Yaib, it says as follows. I'm going to read this quote out loud. Ubeshilte HaGiborim Nistabech Bazeh. The Shilte HaGiborim got a little tripped up. He was like a little bit confused by this. Lozacha bedino halazeh, he was in zocha to be correct in the din, velo yiske bo leolam, and he will never be correct. I don't know if that's so today, but okay. So
the Gibor didn't have the opportunity to answer it to people, right?
Yeah. The
She'll take a viewer.
No, he was before that. He was before. They were after. They were after him. Okay, so what I want to go through now is a number of the reasons brought down by the poskim why wearing a shetel is prohibited. Okay, we've gone through the Be'er Sheva, and he attacked the Shilti HaGiborim. And we've gone through the poskim saying, bottom line, you can't do it, it's wrong. But what are the svaras around it? And then we're going to see if we can address some of them. So Reish Chaf Aleph, the one we mentioned already, the Be'er Sheva, says it's a problem of Marasayin, that you have a woman going out with the shetel, it looks like her hair's not covered. The Sefer Torah Shabbos, I'm going to read it out loud. Mekevan Shein Adam Yachol LaHavchin. Because a man cannot tell, a person cannot tell, he cannot distinguish if it's her hair or if it's a sheitel. Lama lo nomar az esara hinei zimahu. We're going to think that it's her. She's going out with her hair uncovered. We can't distinguish.
Everybody stops.
We can't distinguish.
Like, I guess
we'll get to it.
I'm eating meat with my bread and butter margarine.
You didn't have butter.
He's eating butter with onions.
We'll get to it. It's also discernible. It's like the Jewish people wear a baseball cap at their ball game.
You know,
they still see that they're Jewish.
So it's discernible, but you know, it's interesting nowadays. When they couldn't discern, maybe they could discern or not, you couldn't be sure in the 1700s the shetel looked worse.
Right.
Nowadays, it's a bigger problem because the shetel
looks better.
But it doesn't mean you can't discern.
Okay, so on a Marasayin plane, you're right. Can we discern? Can we not discern? And we'll have to say, does it matter also? We'll have to get back to the point.
Well, are there reasons why there's a thing to wear to cover the head? The reasons. We assume the reasons are because of...
Because it's an erva.
So the Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Kriyishma, anything takes care of that. That removes it. But the idea is, if it enhances the beauty, is that a chassar? And if it doesn't, well, where does it stay? I mean, when the reason, the time for the reason.
I hear.
It's part of the erva being disclosed.
That's what's happening. You were manuvelis, we're going to be manavali you in the same area.
She covered the hair when she went to the base midrash. She covered the hair. It's not a right that all the time they cover the hair. She went to the base midrash, so she had to cover the hair. So we're disgraced.
Yeah, but that's again, the Gemara doesn't learn that way.
I know it was, but I'm saying, what's the right from there? How is it?
The Gemara doesn't learn that way. Rashi doesn't learn that way.
A woman goes to shul, she covers her hair. She covered her hair.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that she wore it.
Okay, says the Mishra, Reish Chafes. We have a lot of ground together still. Rach Reish Chafes, the second paragraph down, the Ayin B'Mishna Bura. Shehevi, the Imain Minag Hamakom, Shielcho Anashi Bepea Nochris, if it is not the Minag Hamakom that women go with Shetos, Bevadai Hadin Imamachmirim Bezemi Shumarasayim. Even the Mishna Bura says, if that's not the Minag Hamakom, there's a Marasayim problem because people aren't accustomed to it. Okay, so that's reason number one, Marasayim. Reason number two, we're jumping down where it says the next paragraph. Bishut Divrechaim. Divrechaim, 1800s, the great Rav of Sons in Poland. Bishut Divrechaim Hevi, Sheshama Mechamiv, that he heard from his father-in-law. Shalonimtzet, Bechom Medinas, Ashkenaz. There is not in any place in Ashkenaz, Germany, Shum Isha Chashuva, any dignified woman that goes Leila Pesaros Upea Nochris. Any dignified woman would never Chas V'Shalom go with the Sheitel. Rak Eza Minikale Am Chutei Erech. The riffraff, the trash, would go with the peyanochris. That's what he says. That's nice ways of the nakale on the lightweights.
Save so much money.
Yeah, go home and I'll tell you when you should leave, so you can save the money. Because if you stay then, maybe we're gonna pull back. Virak Bavoseno, our Rabbi Mikrav. He says just in our great, in our disgrace, in our sins, Mikarov recently starved, but Minagazet, this Minag has become. Mina apikorsim, it's come from the apikorsim, that's the basis of the apikorsim. They are coming and instructing people they can wear shetels. V'lachein chas v'sholom, lo al zeh ne'emar shuhutar gam nashi. Chas v'sholom, we should allow our women to do it. I'm going to jump around a little, it's an issue of deraisa, they have to cover their. V'lachein midin Torah, kadosha, asr, leila, chafilu, b'dabar, echad, pritzus. k'derech ami. This is a sign of pritzus, and that the chesed of Avram says, "Debi pritzusa v'ika hirhur." So to go with a sheitel, even with the sheitel, is considered promiscuity. Is considered pritzus. So that's number two. Number one, mar sign. Number two, pritzus. Number three, iser erva. It's just like it's an erva when the hair is uncovered. Same with the sheitel. Sefer Torah Shabbos says, "Shekevan shedomos l'sa'ar atzman." It's just like sa'ar, just like regular hair. Harehi po'elis by an iser erva. It has the same effect as an erva. For example, a man is looking. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, what would he do with the Rambam? That's a good question. Very good question. Maril diskin isur erva shumachshas hirhur. The concern is isur erva from achshas. A man is going to be hirhurim from seeing it, and it's a married woman is maybe more desirable. Maim genubi mitaku. Maybe we'll explain. So that's the number three. Number one was Mara Zion. You can't wear a shaitel. It's a problem. Number two, it's still a priestess to the shaitel. It's not covered. Number three, it's an erva. Number four, it goes like this. Neder d'oraisahu. In other words, Klal Yisrael, this is the Sefer Torah Shabbos, Klal Yisrael is accepted to not wear a shaitel, to cover with a techa, whatever it is. And that, when Klal Yisrael accept upon themselves a minhag, think of a yarmulke, for example, that's a neder Yisrael. Neder becomes a deraisa, something that's accepted. Minhag Yisrael kedinhu. Rice for Ashkenazim on Pesach becomes a neder deraisa. There's an opinion that says.
Is this the basis where Avadi Yosef questions that the woman that is far to don't wear a sheitel?
Next. Rabbi Avadi brings another, that's Altita Shtarzimecha. So next, it's Reish Chavdalet. Thank you for that segue. Where it says bottom right two paragraphs in the bottom Reish Chaf Dalet, where it says Shbeshut Maratzchius Kasef Shbechol Tvusa Shishra B'Midinas Poland Lo Nishma Shishulavazen all of Poland they were no one was making that Zulat Hamitchadshim those innovators that sometimes referred to Shapartzu Gedra Shishra those more modern people who pushed the limits V'Lachen Kasef Beshut Yabiyom Rav Avadya Yosef. That's the minhag Yisrael kedinu, the minhag Yisrael, and it violates altitas toras imecha. So we have a number of reasons why the machmirim say a Jewish woman is not permitted to wear a sheitel. It has to be a real covering, a real material, viewable, cover the hair, but none that. Now I just want to, actually we'll skip that because I want to keep on going.
What would we say with the minhag thing? So would we say that nowadays with the minhag is to wear sheitels?
It wouldn't work that there's a chiyuv to wear sheitel and nothing else. We wouldn't flip it like that. But based on this, you know, it's a similar question to Mar Sinai. Once it becomes accepted, it's still a Mar Sinai. Once it becomes the minhag, people violated the neder though, right? So, but at this point, it's like the question of Mar Sinai, the first people who do things put on the Shabbos clocks for their lights, and then it became the sprinklers. So the first people weren't allowed to do the sprinklers because it was Mar Sinai, but now that everyone... This is maybe a more Los Angeles question, not an Israel question. But in Los Angeles, I remember growing up and my father would go out, this is 40 years ago, and he'd turn on the sprinklers, not Shabbos, but he turned on the sprinklers. There was no Shabbos clock. There was clock, it wasn't a Shabbos clock, it was an all-week clock. Shabbos, it wouldn't go on, but if he goes on a Shabbos, everyone knows that it's at a clock. Okay, so just to mention quickly, we saw the Shita of the Rambam. The sheet of the Rambam was apparently that you need a double covering on the hair, and the pashtus of the Rambam could really be read like that. That he says, "Afal pishim mechusa b'mitpachad," even though the hair is covered with the mitpachad, you need to cover with a redid. You need to cover it also with a shawl. So that is how some posts can read the Rambam. Reish chavav. Resh Chafav in the middle, right side, it says Ulam Beshut Rabbi Azriel Hildesheimer of Israel, Hildesheimer, the great Rabbi Azriel Hildesheimer in Germany in the 1800s. He says, he brings this Rambam and he explains that's not what the Rambam says. And we are four lines from the bottom in that paragraph where it says Ulam Beshut, four lines from the bottom, Ze Heichan Matsu. Where do Poskim find anyone who reads the Rambam that way? Heichan Matsu, the Tzarech Lias Kli B'toch Kli. That you need a double covering. Chli b'toch chli is that concept that you can bring a safer into the bathroom if it's double wrapped. We see that concept. So where do you see that a wife's head has to be chli b'toch chli, that you need a double wrapping on it? B'chas mele askir chas v'sholom, we should say, she et sorich legarish b'noishto, that you have to, your wife isn't, her hair is not properly covered, that you have to get a divorce. V'lohotziem b'lo ksuva b'dovar sheinom yusad, that because her hair isn't properly covered. There's no basis for this. This is not based in Gdol Yisrael that you need double covering. Let's look at Rav Moshe. Right across on that left side of the same page, Reish Chavav, two paragraphs from the bottom, it says, Re'e gam b'shut igros Moshe shakasav l'das ha-Rambam. Jump down to four lines, five lines from the bottom. It starts, the Pashut Hu. What was the Rambam talking about? That you need a double covering? No, the Rambam never said that. Chas v'shalom. He said as follows. The Pashut Hu Mishum Shemit Pachat, the base covering that the Rambam was talking about, if you have a Mit Pachat on, Lo Sagi, that wasn't sufficient. Mishum Kisui Dak. It was either too thin, or Sheish Bo Nekavim, or it has holes in it like a wicker basket. So that's when the Rambam says, if you only have a partial covering, you need a shawl on top of that, because the first covering wasn't sufficient.
So
but even the Rambam, we'll get into that. If I don't skip it, we'll see. Not a shawl per se, but a wicker basket, a partial covering, because it covers more. So there, Rav Moshe is saying that, Aval imaya Kisui tov avshu beged echad sagi. No, so that's not Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is saying that. Obviously, the Rambam himself would agree. If it's a good covering, you don't need two. He's only saying you need two when you have a faulty covering. You need something on top of it. Okay, so when it comes to the svaros of the matirim, the mekilim, those who say that it is permissible to wear a shekel, they bring a number of svaros also. Let me just retrack where we are. We've talked about, based on this week's Parsha that we saw Rivka covered based on the Targum Yonasan, she covered her hair with a shawl. And then we went through and talked about, okay, there's a chiyuv for women to cover the hair. And there's a chiyuv among many poskim saying it's a del rice. And we went through the Gemaras, two Gemaras that talked about wearing a peyah nochris, wearing a sheitel. We saw the Shilta Giborim in the 1500s say, based on these two Gemaras, especially the first one, it's mutter to wear a sheitel. We saw the Be'er Sheva disagreed. Chas v'shalom brought four or five questions on him. How can you possibly say it's permitted? It's a terrible thing. Look, even the Rambam requires a double covering, etc. We went through a number of the poskim that say chas v'shalom. It's a big avu to her. We brought down a number of reasons. Marsayin is a problem. It's still pritzus is a problem, etc. Many problems. How about the side to be makel? So we're on Reish Chaf Zayin.
Where's Rivka proof to anything? Because nobody says that Sula has to be covered.
She's not a proof to anything. It's a springboard for us to talk about the sugya. So she wasn't.
She was sick,
but maybe she was. There was kiddushin there, so we could, right? She gave her all these gifts. So there we go. And that's an important question. That's another soft topic.
So
when
it
should have been from when they
left.
That should have been, yeah.
Why she put it on my Yitzchak?
Ain't achina. Good. Reish Chaf Zayin. We're on the right side, two paragraphs from the bottom. It says Beshut Reish Chaf Zayin. Right side, two paragraphs from the bottom. Beshut Rabbi Azriel Hildesheimer, living in the 1800s, as I mentioned. He discusses this. Is it a problem wearing a shekel? We're four lines from the bottom in that paragraph. V'chein nachon, right after the comma, v'chein nachon adavar la'asos ulamet zchus la'nashim k'sher, we have to teach people b'lamet zchus that women are doing nothing wrong when they wear a sheitel. L'nashim k'sheros ulavoseim, and their fathers are sher besochan g'dole Yisrael. And within them, their daughters, the g'dole Yisrael, the daughters are wearing sheitels. The leke yisudas yududis chas v'sholom v'adinim em, they're correct. Wearing a sheitel is not a problem. V'kasav sham continue, v'shabesof dvarav shekisoy rosh gamor. If it is covering properly, even if it's a shekel, no problem whatsoever. Jump down three lines from the bottom towards the end. Ba'ata pashta heter bazeh. Now it's accepted, this heter. This is where he gets to Jonathan's point. V'halavai shiachsu akol bazeh. Halavai, everyone should do this. Shaloli chashel v'priyas ros del raisa. Right? Halavai, that they should be covering their heads. And there are sheets of the tape. If it's going to be a better covering, it's preferable. Because rather than having a tefillah
with... I explained all the stuff that there were women in Europe and before they came to America, they didn't cover their hair at all.
There was one of the Gdolim in America that they used to ask him about his wife, and he used to say, go ask her.
But he says not
because
the
divorce her, but go ask her. I'm not because, but go ask her.
That's astonishing. It's really astonishing in Egypt.
It is. Kufas. You look at Kufas and Klal Yisrael, and you see what's our challenge at a given time, right? In the early 1900s, when the people were coming over, the challenge was Shabbos, right? The challenge was Shabbos. We had a Shabbos. People were, they had to, the challenge was covering that. So the challenge was the mechitzas, and over time, those challenges go away, but other challenges come. Now our challenge outside of Israel is Erev Shabbos. We don't have. That's a Shabbos. Now a big problem of the youth is texting. It's Chilul Shabbos. It's Chilul Shabbos. And it's a real problem. These are kids who grow up in good households, and they don't consider that Chilul Shabbos. They don't get it as Chilul Shabbos. So these are the different challenges that we have at different times.
So far, based on everything that we said, I didn't hear any distinction, any problem with a woman wearing her own hair.
It's a good question. I wasn't going to get into it. There are some poskim that say you don't distinguish. There are some poskim that say we're talking about somebody else's hair, not her own hair. So it is a machlokas. And the poskim of the Be'er Sheva would say, as long as it's, we'll see at the end, the last of the last, as long as it was attached and as long as detached, then it's not a problem. Okay, so Reish Chav Zayin, top left. Or Kasav Sham Beshud Rabbi Azriel. Before Rosh Mamash Khalil, even though you want to say, you want to make a taina that they go out and it appears that they're not having their hair covered at all, hooray. No da ki kol isha o besula mi'ad ro'a efresh. It's known that every woman, every young child can tell the difference. Ha'gadol bazeh, v'gam ha'anashim, ha'prutzim, men who are used to looking at women, they can also tell the difference. So women can tell the difference. It's very rare that they have a radar about it. They can tell that's a shape of, that's not a shape of
the face. No, closer than that.
No. Nowadays, if you buy the right shaitel, you don't see any net. It looks like a scalp.
Yeah, I can tell because you can see that you can't see, you can't see the scalp.
Unless they take hair out in the front and cover it. If you take hair out, your own hair out in the front and cover it, then you could hide it.
But if you have bangs, you can't tell.
You can tell. There's a separation.
It goes beyond that.
No, but it's covering. It's.
I guess men who look at women a lot, like I said, they could say.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't be opining on this. Okay, so Kadima. So this issue, is there a Marasayin or not a Marasayin? So Reish Chav Zayin, where it says Bishut Igros Moshe, in the middle of the page, left side, Bishut Igros Moshe, Herich Lochiach, She'ein Bepeya Nochris Mishu Marasayin. There's no problem with Marasayin, Shazra Moshe Faisin, the Fish Chatam Poshut. The cave of Shalomatzina Begumara. In the Gemara, we don't have find any basis for it. We're not going to start extrapolating that there is. We're not going to create Yisurim, he says. Also, it's not a lotase. It's a mitzvah ase. A woman should cover their hair, but it's not a negative precept. Lotase that she doesn't cover her hair. And also, he says, Mishum, next paragraph down, Od Kasa Mishum Shirova Pami Nikar Sharas Hemipianokris. Many times you can, the majority of times, you can tell is it a shape or not. But af im enu nikor la anoshim, shame is talking even men who don't look, they can't tell kokach benoshim, achi akirim yikomakum lenashim, women, vadai nikor beruba deruba, the vast majority of times, who like gam kula nikors, maybe they're all recognizable, velachain, this is a very important point, because I have this question, so maybe it's just me, but I can't tell many times, sometimes, if it looks so good, it's going to be a shetel, but is it a shetel, is it not a shetel, so why can't, how can it, why not a mar sign on those that you can't tell? Accordingly, for the minimum small amount of cases that you can tell, we wouldn't be gozer. That's what Rav Moshe is saying. Now, he brings in a proof for this.
But
he
that
says,
doesn't mean you shouldn't try to have a shaitel. Like if a woman is getting a shaitel,
it shouldn't look too good.
But is that the guidance for her?
He didn't say that.
Right.
He didn't.
He's
Ramosha
just
mothering
it because most of the time you could tell.
You could tell. Yeah, that's what Ramosha is saying. That's what Ramosha is saying. Now next, he brings a raya from shaving with a proper electric shaver. We don't say that there's a marasayin for that. And some people can tell. Many people. Some people can tell. He says some people cannot. He says we're not gozer on that because at least some people can tell, so it's okay. You know, some people can tell, and so okay. He's using electric razor, electric shaver. So he says it's a parallel.
Debate about which electric shavers though.
Assuming it's a proper electric
aren't
shaver.
Even the ones proper. So you go talk to make 20 people, and they'll give you 20.
Yeah,
ones
that's
say which ones
that's
are right,
true.
Which ones are good ones.
The worse it works, the better it is.
There's a mitzvah that it can't be done in a bona fide legal way. That point that once there exists such a mitzvah, why am I going to believe that? He's using a razor.
Okay. So I want to get to this.
We know the shekel, so why am I hooked to believe the woman's not
so,
just because I can't do that?
So, you know, let's get that's to the. It's the third point I want to get to that. It's a very important point. So number one is there's not a Mara sign we can typically tell. That's number one. Number two, the Igros Moshe says the majority of postgame, the Rav Rabbo saying, the Gam Me'elu Shesomchim Ikare Hora Aleim, and in addition, not only the majority, but the big ones. Right, the great poskim, the Ramah, the Magen Avram, the Prima Gadim, and it's also implied in the Gra, they are okay with shetels. That's point number two. Point number one is not a problem of Zion. Number two, he says that also Gedolei Yisrael matir it. Number three, The Igros Moshe brings another point, and this is a little bit murky, and this is where I want to get to what you were saying. He says here that if you look at a woman, he muhzekes liisha ksheira. You look at a woman, she's from in every respect, but you don't know if she's covering her hair. What are you going to think? She's not covering her hair? You go, okay, she's got a shekel on. That's what we're going to think. Now, he blurs that reason a little bit with, because in any case, people who look closely can tell the difference. He kind of blurs number one with number two a little bit. So I'm not exactly clear if Moshe would say, if from lady, it's no concern whether you can see it or not, when you can tell or not. He doesn't go that far. But we do have that issue. And we had a shir many, many years ago on Maris Ayin and Treif restaurants. Right? We had a shayla, can you go in for business reasons? And there we talked about Harv ice cream after having a flesh meal, for example. And there it wasn't that I can look at the ice cream and be able to distinguish this was Parv and this is Milchik. Or the non-dairy cream, or this looks like it's Parv and this... I got margarine versus butter, right? Maybe this is margarine after flesh, but it looks like butter. We don't say there's a Mar sign. It's not that I can distinguish the material or not. It's the definition of Mar sign in many poskim is it's a dover yadua. It's known. It's known that if somebody's bringing ice cream after a flesh meal, it's parv. It's non-dairy creamer. Mm-hmm. That's a dover yadua. So
you're comparing things that when it comes to hair of a woman, it's an issue of erva. It's only an issue of vision. It's not with food. There's taste. It's only a vision thing. Meaning, if you're in a place where, in theory, nobody sees you, do you have, like you said, the chutzah and all that?
So I'm in the marasayin.
But I'm saying marasayin when it comes to something that's all about era, vision.
So if it's erva, is a different issue. And what does it help if it's an erva? It's an erva. Whether we can distinguish or not, if it's a mitzad erva, it's an erva. So the last point then, first one is what Moshe is saying, it's not a marasayin. Number two, he's saying the mighty postgame or matur at the great postgame. Number three is if we look at a woman, we see it's from lady. We're not gonna jump to the conclusion. Number four, reish chav test bottom left. Beshut yaskil avdi. We're gonna get to this one. Kasav tam biyasod heter ashita giborim. He goes to the base of the shilta gavim bekisur arush bepei anoch. He's covering there with a shetel vezel lashon mishum dekim luhu lerabanan shein rabbanan are clear shein hayetzer hara sholet that the yetzer hara doesn't attack ela bedavar hamechubar leguf haisha atma only if it is attached to the woman's body itself. But if it's been disconnected in kipshuta, even her own hair could be. Then Chazal say that there's no yetzirah, so that would define also it's not an erva, it's not promiscuity. If it's been attached, then we don't have any issue anymore. Even though because it's covering, the hair is covered. Once it's covered with something that's now been detached, then there will not be a problem. So that's the sugya we've gone through. Shilta Gibarim, the leader, it's been followed by a number of the great poskim, Rabbi Yisrael.
Basula is not detached.
It's
by basula.
By a basula.
It's not detached.
No, but different question. Different question. Basula doesn't have the chiyuv. Chiyuv only comes from a woman.
No, there's a chiyuv. I'm saying, but why is that not there?
You know, we would say that it's only chazase, it's only for a married woman that it starts.
So you could say Krishma, no problem.
For a basula, no problem at all.
Just have a plague if she has to come
here. Skin is basala. How do we?
You know what we would say? If anyone is distracted, then it's a subjective problem, and you shouldn't. You shouldn't say
that. So if she's married, I'm distracted. If she's not married,
no, but
I'm
is if it, no, but we would say if she's not married and I'm subjectively distracted, don't say Kriyat Shema in front of her.
Even there,
sure. Don't say Kriyat Shema in front of her if I'm distracted.
Yeah, but why is it left to subject? We say Vaday Sar Isha Erva. So why is the Sar of this woman?
Why is Sar different from the rest
from
of the body? Good question. Good question. All right. So we've got with the Shilta of Gibarim, Rabbi Israel Hildesheimer, the 1800s, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in almost our generation, the prior generation. So we have many that are matir, but we also have certainly seen a strong tzad to be machmir. So this is a continuing battle nowadays. I remember going into shul and finding these handouts here of don't wear shetels, it's a terrible thing, and listing the tens and dozens of poskim that are machmir on this. If anyone wants to save on a shetel, you can go through the sugya with your wife.
Burk is that cheaper, I think.
How about the luggage? Does she have to wear the luggage?
Luggage is a good question.